We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Dalid Amad Aleph, and we are beginning Mem Gimel Amad Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line. Zok the Gemara, Nechemya Berei de Rav Chani Loi Meshachte Shmaitze. Rav Nechemya was learning a sugya, and he got so into the sugya, into what he was learning, he didn't realize what he was doing, and he walked out of his tchum, and now he was out of his tchum, and he couldn't move more than Dalad Amas. Halacha, if someone goes out of his tchum, even Ba'inis, he can't move out of his Dalad Amas. So now here, Shabbos afternoon, he's stuck. He can't move anywhere. Omele Rav Chista or Rav Nachman. So Rav Chista went to Nechemya's Rebbe. His name is Rav Nachman. And he told him, Nechemya Talmidcha Shori Bitzar. What can we do for him? Your Talmud Nechemya is Bitzar. He's stuck outside. What can we do for him? Omelei, Asei Loi Mechitza Shal B'nei Odom V'Yikonis. Get a group of people to go out there. And we'll see later on in the Gemara, it has to be those people don't know why they're going. And they will create a human wall around Rav, around Nechemya, and they'll walk towards the Tchum, and Nechemya is allowed to walk in this group of people because they're a mechitza shel bnei adam. They're like a mechitza, making it all into four amos because they're like an enclosure. And once he gets into the Tchum, he's in the Tchum. And once he's in the Tchum, it's like when we had before, that if someone has to go to the bathroom, and they have a heta to go towards the tchum. Once they get into the tchum, they're back into the old tchum. Here also, you'll have a heta to get into your tchum because you're going, you have an hour mechitza all around you. So bring a mechitza to the Adam v'yikonis. So it looks like that Rav Chista had some kind of question. He had to ask Rav Nachman the Shaila, what should we do? And everyone knew about mechitza to the Adam. So what exactly was Rav Chista's question? They went to ask Rav Nachman. That will be a discussion of the Gemara coming up. Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ha-chayre de Rava. By Shir, Rav Nachman was saying Shir when this Shaila came in, and Rav was in the front row, and behind him was someone, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Yosef Rav Kamed Rav Nachman. Omle Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was in the second row, turned to the Rav was in the first row. He said, Ma'akam Abayla Rav Chista. What was Rav Chista's Shaila exactly to Rav Nachman? Ilema, what the Shaila was, but the Molu Gavri Askin, and he had enough people that they can make a Mechitza to bring Nechemya back into the Tchum. And the Shaila just was, and the Shaila was, are you allowed to walk more than Dalad Amis in a Mechitza? Like in the Mishnah, if a guy puts you into a Dir Vesar, into a enclosed area for animals, are you allowed to walk around the whole area more than 4 Amis? Because you weren't Shavas in those Mechitzas. So we know Rabbi Gamil holds that you could walk around, or Rabbi Kiva holds you can. So he says, that was the suffix. Do we pass the Rabbi Gamil? Could you walk more than 4 amos in the closure or not? And here, that's the question. Even if you make a mechitza shmei adam, but you have a problem. Could you walk more than 4 amos in a closure? Was that Rav Chista's question? Oidilma, the question was, loy malu gavra askina. And the case was, they didn't have a perfect amount of people. They didn't have enough people, only to get up to 2 amos away from the tchum. The halacha is the Rabbi Eliezer holds at the end of this end of the fourth parak. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if a person is within 2 amos of his tchum, so then he could walk into his tchum. So here with the people, he only get within 2 amos of his tchum. So do we pass the Rabbi Eliezer that says you're allowed to walk into your tchum or not? That was Rabbi Chista's question. Zok the Gemara pshita b'deloy molu gavra eskinan. That the case was, and the shaila was, we know we passed the gamil, and the question was, but the loy malo gavra askinan. You couldn't have enough people to reach the tchum, yet you were 2 amos away. And the shaila was, the passing of Eliezer or not? Why? These are the malo gavri, enough people to reach the tchum, askinan, mighty bayulach. What's the shaila? If you passed the gamil or not? Ha'oma Rav, Rav said, Allah karab gamil, b'dir, v'sar, v'svina. We passed the karab gamil. Salavadai, with loy malo gavra askinan. It was talking about they could not reach the tchum with the mechitza shel bnei adam, and you only could reach within 2 amos. And the shaila is, if you're 2 amos away from your tchum, could you go into it? Or the Rabbi Eliezer come by? And the shaila is, will pass on Rabbi Eliezer or not? Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer is, by the way, is that every person gets 4 amos, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way you get 4 amos is you're in the middle and 2 amos each direction. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, if your 4 amos reach the tchum, which is 2 amos reach the tchum, that you let it, that's called a kavlas truman. It's called both sides are moved on each other, are swallowed by each other, and go into it. And that was the question Rav Chista had. Rav Nachman told him, yeah, he go in, you could pass it over the Eza. Dekanami, the kamale yikonis. The lashon was, they make a mechitza of the Adam, v'yikonis. What's the lashon v'yikonis? If you have a chizyot in the inner ready, what's my ikonis? My ikonis lav v'loy mechitza. It sounds like you wear out mechitza and you go in, because mechitza only gets you to 2 amos, and then ikonis. So taka, that was the shiloh. Now, just you have to speak out Tosfos and Gimel and Beis as a kasha. What's the problem by the loy molu gavri that there's not enough people that you can't reach 2 amos? So why don't you just have the people just move, like the people from the back now come to the front and extend the mechitza that way? And to let them get in. So Taisa says that since they already made a mechitza for one part, if they move them over, make a mechitza in another area, they're going to start chapping that you're doing a mechitza. And we'll learn the Gemara Memdal and Beis that you now do it ladas. The people who are becoming a mechitza cannot know that they are becoming a mechitza. They only could do it if they don't know becoming a mechitza. And therefore, you can't do this twice. If you make the people move then to the front to extend the mechitza, they're going to realize that they're being part of mechitza, and that's also to make a mechitza b'shevel yadam in that way. So the Gemara writes, now the Gemara is going to bring down maybe a kasha about mechitza b'nei adam. It must be a long discussion of like a stira in different braises about mechitzas over here. Eisver Rav Nachman by Yitzchak the Rav. Nachman is to ask the kasha on Rav who says they can use the mechitza b'nei adam. Who Rav Nachman said it, but Rav Nachman asked Rava, who heard it from Rav Nachman, that you can make mechitza shel yadam. He asked him a kasha. It says in a braisa regarding sukkah, nafal doifna, if one of the walls of a sukkah fell down, lo yamid ba adam ubehema vekelim, you shouldn't put on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put on Shabbos a person there or a behema there or kelim there to make the wall. You're not allowed to make a wall on Shabbos for the sukkah. So you can't make a wall of a adam or a behema or kelim. And you can't stand up a bed and then put over it a sheet to make a wall. You know, do it either on Shabbos to make the sukkah good. You're not allowed to make even a temporary wall metchila on yomtiv. And for sure you can't do it on Shabbos. So on sukkahs or even and of course on Shabbos, you can't, if one of the sukkahs wall fell down, you can't use an Adam, Kalim, or even a Mita, or anything like that to put up on Shabbos, because you're not going to make an Oil Arab and Tchila on Shabbos. So what do you see? You're not going to make a Chita Shalom and Adam on Shabbos. It says, yeah, I can't, and the Oyantiv, Liyamit, Oba Adam. Here, Rav Nachman gave us Eitzah to bring Nechemya back in by making a Chita Shalom and Adam, and now the Braisa tells us that you're not going to make a person a wall for a Sukkah on Yantiv. So you can make a Chita Shalom and Adam on Yantiv. Amalei, so he answered, Rav answered, At Amras Limaha, you bring me Raya from this price. I'll show you a different price. It says in this price, Oysa Odom es Chaveroi Doifin. A person is allowed to make his friend a Doifin. We're assuming he's talking about an Ansukkus. Oysa Odom es Chaveroi Doifin. In order to be able to eat, drink, and sleep, which Rashi says is the ikker things of a Sukkah, is eating, drinking, and sleeping. But Yiskoif, so you're allowed to make a person a doifin on Sukkos. And Yiskoif says, Mita v'yifres la'asadin k'desh lo'tipol cham alameis v'la'oichlen. You're also allowed to stand up a bed and put a sheet over it in order that the sun shouldn't shine on a mace or on the oichlen. So what do you see from this, Bryce? That you could make a person a wall on Sukkos. So it's a stira. He says, Avarayef mir, you could make a wall on Yontif. But in any case, it's a stira, kasha nadadi. It's shver, it's kasha, it's a stira, two braises. It's like kasha. Let's tell them what's the stira of the braises. Kasha nadadi. Like kasha, it's not a stira. Why? Ho Rav Eliezer Rabbanon. One braise says Rav Eliezer, one's Rabbanon. Who's Rav Eliezer Rabbanon? The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah and Shabbos. But kaka chaloin is like a shutter of a window. In those days, the windows didn't have glass panes. So you have to want to close the window. You use it like a shutter. So Rav Eliezer says you only can put the shutter into the window only if it's tied to the wall and it's hanging. So it's clearly already part of the wall. It's not a binyan. Piking him by. In lav, ain't piking by. If not, you can't be piking by. Even though it's oil ara, you can't do it. Either way, you could do it. So Gemara is assuming right now, if you can make oil ara on Shabbos. So he says, the main has to shout on the stira over here. The man says, you're allowed to make a chitz b'nei adam holes like the chamim hold. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to make oil ara. The Braisa says, you're not allowed to do it. It's going according to Mandayom. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't make oil ara and yontif. But the Gemara has a kasha, that's not true. Everyone holds a kemeka oil aron yomtiv. Itmar lo, omer rab baruch aron v'yechron, hakom moedim shen oisin oil aron v'tchil of yomtiv. Everyone holds you cannot make a oil aron, a new wall on yomtiv, even though it's temporary. Vein tzorach lema Shabbos, and of course not on Shabbos. What's the machlekes of Eliezer and the Chachamim is talking about moisif, le'nechwel v'le'hoisif. You can't be meisif. In a case we have a window, you already have a wall. It's just being meisif on the wall. And so there, the Rav Lezer holds even a temporary haisafa, a temporary addition, is also to do on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. You could do it. But the case of Sukkah, where you're making a whole entire wall, so it's back shver to stira. One place says that it's mutter to do to put up the adam and the bed, and other place says also to put up the adam and the kalim. So it's stira. So more tries another tarot. Eloi kasha hokrav meyer hokrav yuda. The tanya learned to the brayso. I saw the behema doifan l'sukkah. If you want to make a behema as a wall for the sukkah, rameya paisel. Rameya holds it's not a good. It's not a good wall for a sukkah because it might run away. It's not a good wall for a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Yehuda old, it's kosher. And the Gemara assumed that if you hold a behemoth kosher, Adam's kosher also. So Rameya the Kapasel, Rameya holds that an Adam or behemoth is not kosher for a sukkah, pasul house of Amla Machitzi, Hilchashari. Therefore, it's mutter to put it up. The Lav Midikav is not doing anything. Rabbi Yehuda the Kamachshir, some Yehuda says it's kosher to use a behemoth. So I'm mechitza, it is a good mechitza, and therefore it's also halachi also. So it would come out, the braisa that says that you're not allowed to do it, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's a kosher wall, so you're not allowed to do it, you're making a wall. The braisa that says that you could do it, is going according to Rameya holds, it's not a good wall anyway, so you're not doing anything. I can ask me, so what does it mean, kadesh yoyich v'yishta? You're not helping anything, you can't eat in the sukkah because it doesn't work. So Rashi says the Gemara could have asked the kasha, the Gemara has even better kashas, and the Gemara anyway slogs out this pshat. But tomorrow, let's see what tomorrow's kash is up. But Tizbara, Eimer Shamle, Rameya Behema, Odom Akelim Shamle. Number one, first of all, Rameya only said Behema is no good. But Odom Akelim is good. Odom that can stand there, Akelim can stand there, he old it is good. And the Braisa says that you let it put Odom Behema of Akelim up on, you let it put Odom and Amita on Shabbos, on Yontif. So what's Pshat on that? It's not going to help you if you're Rameya, because those are not going to run away. Vesu, the way you learn Rameya, who's Rameya going according to? Liba the man. I liba the Rabbi Yezer, Lohis Nami Asa. If you also go to Rabbi Yezer, Lohis is Asa. Liba the Rabbanon is going according to Rabbanon. Eimadar Rabbanon Lohisif. Lichatrila Miyama. Rabbanon only said that you're allowed to be Moisif. You're now make a new wall. So what's going on over here? Even if you could have said this kash is not so shver, because maybe even Rabbanon only asked her to make a new wall when it's a mechitza materis, when it's doing something, when it's doing nothing, maybe not. That Tosis asks the kasha. But really, it's all nichlal. It makes no sense anyway, because it says clearly that you are trying to make it kosher for a sukkah, and if that's the case, it's going to be aser. So we're still perplexed to answer the stira between the two brises. Tomorrow says the final pshat. They're both going to Rabbanon that you're allowed to be meis if you're not make a brand new wall. V'kelim akelim lekasha ha'vadoyim stishus ha'vadoyim revi'ah. It's the Terence says pashut. The brisa that says you're not allowed to use Adam v'kelim, that you're not allowed to use Adam v'kelim and a behema is talking about the third wall that's making a kasher. So why not do it? Because you're making oil on Shabbos. Havadayf and Revius, the case that says you let her put up the bed and you let her put the Adam there, that's when the fourth wall, we're there, you don't need that wall. You don't need that wall, and since you don't need that wall, so you don't need that wall, and therefore it's not a problem doing it on Shabbos. Dekanami, the first Bryce is Tony Nafal Daifna. It says Daifna, the Mashmana, Daifna of a Sukkah. It's Daifna, the Daifna that makes the Sukkah kosher. That's where it says, then Lo Yamid. Aba Adam v'Kehem v'Kehelim. You see, we're talking about the doifin that fell down. Shema Mina. So Mara says, very good. That's a good teretz for mita on Kehelim. Because mita, you look at the brisa that says you let it put up mita. It's like this. Oysa Adam as chaver doifin k'neshirich aviyishta v'yashon v'yiskev v'sa mita v'yifres v'sadni so li'atipel cham ala meis v'al'eichlin. So the part of mita, it could be talking about a sukkah that was kosher anyway. It's just the fourth side, just to protect yourself from the sun. So there you can answer the doifin revius. But Adam, it's clearly you're putting up an Adam to Kadesh Yechav Yishta, talking about a third wall. So it's a stereo, still Adam al Adam. So Frank the Mark Kasha, Ella, Adam Kasha. Adam is still Shver. Adam is still Shver. That one place says you're allowed to put up Adam, one says they can't put up Adam. And it's clear we're talking about the third wall because it says Kadei to eat in the sukkah. Zak the Gemara, Adam Nam Le Kasha, Kala Das, Kancha Loyla Das. The whole heter to put up a person as a wall on Shabbos is only Shaloy Ladas. He doesn't know about it. But when he knows about it, so then it makes it more into binyan, makes it into more binyan kavua, and there it's aser if it's the third wall. And the case that says you're not allowed to put an adam is when he knows about it. When you don't know about it, even let it put him up as the third wall. The story of Nehemiah where he was stuck outside, Ladasava, they knew about it. We're not Shlomo Dasava. The people did not know about it. He sent those people out to say, go check on Rav Nehemiah. And they did not know they're turning into Mechitza. Rav Chista, who was this messenger who went to do the job, he knew it was Ladas. He knew about it. Rav Chista, Shlomo Minyan, he wasn't one of the people who were part of the minion of the Mechitza. So we're coming out that the halacha is, there has to be dafka of shaloi medas, and that answers the stira. The case that's asur is talking about medas. And the case that's muta is talking about that it was shaloi medas.